This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. With just over 2 weeks to go before the election, there's certainly no shortage of political ads. Some of them are healthcare themed, focused on the benefits or shortcomings of the new healthcare law. But while such rhetoric may score political points, it rarely leads to better policies. Now a new nonprofit called Healthier Colorado wants to push concerns about healthcare from the airwaves into the halls of the state capitol.
We're Colorado's first and only healthcare organization focused primarily on direct policy change.
That's Jake Williams, Healthier Colorado's executive director.
There are already a lot of organizations in the state that do a lot of great healthcare advocacy work, but they don't really focus primarily on making sure that we make the changes in policy to make Colorado healthier, not because they don't care about that, but because of legal constraints. They're all 501c3s for the most part,
mm-hmm.
where we are a 501c4, which means that we can do an unlimited amount of lobbying. We can do things like create a political constituency for healthcare change, so to make sure that Coloradans who want a healthier state can have their voices heard.
So you've been on a listening tour across Colorado to gather feedback. Based on what you're hearing, what are some of the top issues you're going to focus on?
The cost of healthcare is of concern to a variety of individuals and small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard a lot about access to healthy food. Physical activity and obesity issues have been prominent in conversations we've had. And this might surprise some people, because Colorado is well known as the nation's skinniest state overall.
That's right. We were number two for a little while. Now we're back to number one.
Back on top.
Yeah.
But the reality remains that a quarter of our kids are overweight or obese. And if you happen to be a Latino kid, you're 3.5 times more likely to be overweight or obese. This is concerning, especially because Latinos are the fastest growing segments of our population in Colorado. So this is an issue that we really need to address.
You mentioned the cost of healthcare. I read that healthcare costs are rising faster in Colorado than in most other states. Why is that? And how can you even tackle something like that?
That's the conundrum. We need to figure out why healthcare costs in Colorado are rising faster than other states, especially considering that we're, by many measures, a fairly healthy state. We're the skinniest state. Mm-hmm. And so we're hopeful that through processes like the newly formed Healthcare Cost Commission, which was recently appointed by the state legislature, that we can have a conversation about and do a deeper dive on this issue so we can figure out some common sense ways that we can bring down the cost of healthcare.
It seems lately that healthcare has unfortunately become very politicized, very polarizing. How do you feel that you can actually create change?
Healthcare often necessarily is political, but it doesn't have to be partisan, and it's always personal. And that's where we start. Healthcare affects people's lives in a number of ways. That's why, accordingly, our mission is very broad. We want to expand healthcare coverage, improve the quality of healthcare, and advance healthy living through components like nutritious food and physical activity. So given how important healthcare is to our lives and the connection to public policy in so many ways, it seems so appropriate to have an organization to harness those ideas, those energy, the voices of Coloradans to make sure that it's heard in the halls of power.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jake Williams is executive director of Healthier Colorado, a nonprofit group advocating for better healthcare policy at the state capitol. The organization plans to announce their first campaign before the end of this year.